Did he do it on purpose? On Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's a question with no answer yet in Massachusetts, where an SUV crashed through the window of an Apple store in an outside mall this morning, southeast of Boston.
This morning was an unthinkable morning, and people are trying to get through it and process what happened. This investigation is active and ongoing.
Plymouth County District Attorney Timothy Cruz says it's a criminal investigation. One person was killed, 16 injured, some of them needing surgery. The White House says a rail strike is unacceptable after a split vote today by the country's two largest rail unions on the tentative contract agreement reached in September.
Members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen joined seven other unions in ratifying the deal, while the sheet metal, air, rail, and transportation workers voted to reject it. The deal includes a 24% wage increase over 5 years with five yearly $1,000 bonuses. There has been criticism, though, about the contract's sick leave, attendance policies, and lack of paid sick days.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. All 12 rail unions would have to approve a deal to avoid a strike that could cost the U.S. economy $2 billion a day, disrupting supply chains again. President Biden telling reporters earlier today there would be discussions on averting a strike, but a White House official says the best option is for the parties to resolve this themselves. Jay Leno is out of the hospital. Staff at the Grossman Burn Center in California confirming it with a post of a smiling Leno standing alongside them. The former Tonight Show host suffered serious burns in a garage fire while working on one of his vintage cars more than a week ago. Doctors say they're optimistic he'll make a full recovery after surgery to remove unhealthy tissue. On Wall Street, the Dow down 44 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A University of Virginia student injured in a mass shooting last weekend is out of the hospital. His mother tweeting that UVA football player Mike Hollins is home.
The medical examiner said the three players killed, Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler, were all shot in the head. A prosecutor said in court last week that a witness said the suspect, Christopher Jones Jr., appeared to target certain players, shooting one of them while he slept. Jones, who attended UVA, had joined members of the football team on a field trip and set off a manhunt after the shooting, running off the bus once it returned to campus. He was arrested hours later, 80 miles away outside Richmond.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Jones is held without bond after appearing in court last week. He has not yet entered a plea. The U.S. transportation chief pledging to hold airlines accountable if too many flights are canceled or delayed over the holidays.
We live in a world, especially with Midwestern weather, where the cancellation rate's never going to be zero. But when it gets as high as 3 or 4%, which is what we saw in the summer, that is enough to cascade through the system and it can take days to recover.
Secretary Pete Buttigieg also urging travelers to let the government know if they're entitled to refunds and don't get them. Hundreds of soccer fans left scrambling to get into the World Cup matches in Qatar after a problem with electronic tickets that were supposed to show up on their smartphones.
FIFA, the governing body of soccer in the World Cup, stated some spectators are currently experiencing an issue with accessing their tickets via the FIFA ticketing app. They say FIFA is working on solving the issue. Some fans looked at their app only to notice their electronic World Cup tickets were not there. Many were instructed to go to the Doha Exhibition and Convention Center in the West Bay section of Doha, where hundreds were seen lined up in an attempt to try to get their tickets, actual hard copy tickets, to then make the trip back to the stadium in hopes of getting in to watch some soccer. Jared Max, Fox News.
Recapping, Wall Street stocks finished lower, the Dow down 45, the NASDAQ tumbling more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.